Your dreams, ambitions, and priorities are what make you unique. With Associated Bank Private Wealth, we've got you. Our personalized approach to wealth planning puts your goals at the center of your plan. Visit associatedbank.com/private wealth. Member FDIC.
We turn now to the monthly Building Business Around Town conversation presented by Associated Bank. And Bennett Wagnite stayed right here in downtown Chicago to learn about GNP Realty Partners.
I'm Bennett Wakenight with WGN Radio, and this is Building Business Around Town, brought to you by Associated Bank. And we're here on the Mag Mile, smack dab in the middle of downtown Chicago at GNP Realty Partners. And this is Dean Koutremanis, the principal and CEO of GNP. Dean, thank you so much for having us in today.
Thank you for having me.
So when it comes to GNP, real estate is kind of the focus where you guys shine, and you guys cover it all when it comes to real estate. So give us an idea as to kind of the different avenues that you guys focus on when it comes to the business.
So GNP Realty Partners is a all-inclusive real estate company, and we do everything from leasing to sales to construction. We have a janitorial company as well that we have. We have a doorman security company, so we're also a general contractor. We do construction work. So we're encompassing like a one-stop shop type of thing in our business.
So then let's take a step back and from the time that you started to the success that you guys have had now. Set the scene a little bit as to how you ended up into the real estate world and just kind of the way that you found yourself into this large project that is GNP.
Well, I started in college. I wanted to be a policeman, but that didn't work out too well. I wanted to be a policeman. I thought I was going to save the world and be the best. But as I got into it more and more, there was a more difficult thing than I thought. So I gave up that part of my career and I started getting into hotel management. So I went into hotel management, and at the time I was with Corporate Holiday Inns. And while I was with hotel management, that business is a very difficult business to be in. On the management side, there isn't anything more harder than that. And it took a toll on me. Health-wise, just because the hours and you weren't with your family and so forth. So I wound up leaving it and going to work for a small boutique firm that did construction and did own real estate, and got to learn the construction side of the business, the real estate side of the business. But eventually, my wife was doing accounting work for real estate companies, construction companies, and someone then mentioned to us that maybe we should do this together collectively and try it. And we talked about it in 2005. And then 2006, we kind of put it in motion. And really, that's when it started. We said we're going to create a business that was a family-oriented business, and we did. It's her and I, and my brothers have some involvement in it. And all of our employees are family. We treat them as family, and they truly are family, as we treat our clients the same way.
And even just walking into the building is the realtor building, and
absolutely,
this is probably some of the best real estate you can get when it comes to downtown Chicago, right? Yeah. Here on the Mag Mile.
We talked about it briefly earlier. I mean, I said this, and I mean it. I mean, the Mag Mile is far above what the Fifth Avenue in New York is. I mean, it certainly is, and you could see that we're doing what's being done, and I'm on the Mag Mile board as well, and you could see up and down the street here what's being done, especially with this building across the street with the Tribune, you know, with Lee Golub and so forth, and everybody did with the Wrigley Building, you know, BTD did with the Wrigley Building, and it's definitely the place to be, the Mag Mile.
Yeah. One of the projects that you're working on is a massive expansion on the top floor of the building. So give us a little bit of background on the project.
So the National Association of Realtors actually are the owners of the building. This is their headquarters. They have a building in D.C. and one here. And the decision was made that they were going to redo the building and continue to have this to be their home, which makes sense. So they basically bring in this building up to the 21st century, and it comes to amenities and all the infrastructure that was in place in 62. And it's a massive undertaking, and we're glad to be part of it. We certainly are their family to us, and we treat them like family, and they treat us like family. And we're in the process of finishing up the two-story addition on the building that the National Association of Realtors will have. And eventually, we're going to be moving tenants all throughout and giving them all new spaces as their leases expire. And we're going to be redoing each floor to the 21st century or better of infrastructure. And that's what we're in the process of doing right now. And we just finished an amenity space on the ground floor in the lower level. And that's one of the things that they're working on, to bring this to the level of, so as they're attracting people, new people that would be working for them, is to have that ability to have that great space. And this is what we've done here at this building. And it's being done everywhere commercially. The office market is probably the best that's been in this downtown area in a long time is now. From a residential standpoint, you know just as well as I do, and our listeners know, the market has changed. The recession in 08 changed things a little bit, made things a little bit worse. City of Chicago still hasn't caught up with the pricing, you know, where the suburbs are a little different. So that's one of the things is we're catching up, but it's the best hidden secret of what the value of what you have in these residential properties right now. They're not going to stay down as long as people think. They're going to be on the up.
So if anybody has been familiar with the real estate market or heard anything about Chicago outside of the city, they might be familiar with the West Loop, as there's headquarters coming in from all around the country and real estate, residential, that's just been blowing up. And that's one of the spaces where we've really been keeping our eyes on. And I imagine you guys have as well.
Absolutely. And you hit it. It's like these big companies, you know, McDonald's and Google and everybody else that's coming in, and the IT companies that are coming down here. It's amazing. I think it's somewhere in the top five of most expensive real estate in the country, New York being number one. And it's amazing how I'm seeing that change and all of it changing. And it has a lot to do with the fact of this is that it was a great area. The buildings were great. The roads were built in such a big area. You know, they're wider and so forth. And it's a great opportunity that we have here in Chicago to have that. A lot of it had to do with the millennial trend of all these companies coming in and attracting this talent pool that we're trying to attract here as well by the work that's being done by the National Association of Realtors to get that talent pool. But certainly that is a great area that's come up there.
And one of those pillars within the trends and the evolution of real estate right now at the moment is the LEED certification of these buildings. Yes. And that's a very, very important part. And you guys know your way around when it comes to green management as well.
We do. And we have our senior vice president runs our construction division, John Gagliardo, and we have Joel Tracy, who's our Vice President of Operations, who's actually LEED certified. We had this conversation as we were doing this project, is how to bring it to LEED. And actually, because it's such an older building, it was a very difficult thing to do, and what you were going to get out of it didn't work. But that's one of the most important things that we're doing as construction and developers, is to have the ability to grow at that and do it at the right time, in the right opportune time, to get that to be part of our projects that we do.
Right, and absolutely something that's not going away anytime soon. So,
if anything, it's going to get stronger.
You mentioned the family as a big part of the business, the big part of the way you guys go about doing your projects and everything, and partners that are involved with that. Associated Bank is one of those partners. You have kind of the interesting perspective as far
as
the roots to your business and the way that Associated Bank has kind of grown with you as well, right?
So how it worked out is I was on the hook for a significant amount of money, and the other partners filed bankruptcy, but I chose not to. But I told Associated Bank at that meeting, I looked them in the eyes, and I said, one day I'm going to try to get in the business, and I could tell you, I'll give you all my business. And I could tell at the room, you know, they all looked at me and said, what a nice guy he is, but he's full of, you know what.
Never see him again, right.
You know, that's never going to happen. And so that was one of the things that I wanted to do, is to get in the business for myself. So we had our first client, and we called Associated Bank, and they had our first deposit, and they continue to have them today with the majority of our clients. Some of our clients have, you have to use their specific banks because of restrictions on their loans, but I'd say the majority, 80% of our business is with Associated, and we're happy for it. We've gotten some great relationships. We always talk about them, you know, the people that started, and having that ability to call someone, an individual, and not someone in an ivory tower that you're not going to get a response, that you send an email. We get responses immediately. You know, my wife, who's our CFO, our controller, Rosie. So Vasi and Rosie always continue to have that relationship. They come down, meet us 2-3 times a year to ask us how things are going. And to me, they're golden. They're part of the success of our business is because of Associated Bank.
Right. And as things continue to grow, I imagine that relationship is going to grow only stronger as well.
And absolutely. We're in the process of figuring out how we can work with them and do development on our own instead of being a developer for someone else to do stuff on our own.
Well, as we continue to see the Mag Mile, the rest of the downtown, and the larger Chicago area grow, we're excited to see things grow with you guys at GMP. And thank you so much for having us in today and talking to us a little bit about the ins and outs of the industry right now. And we appreciate you sharing the story.
Well, thank you so very much.
That's Bennett Wake Night with Business Around Town, sponsored by Associated Bank. This is the opening bell on 720 WGN.